Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 85, Scene 3. Devaki requests Krishna and Balaram to bring back her 6 sons from the dead. In the meantime, Devaki, the mother of Lord Krishna, sat by the side of her husband, Vasudeva. Previously, Devaki had heard that both Krishna and Balaram were so kind upon their teacher that they had brought back the teacher's dead son from the clutches of the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. Since Devaki had heard of this incident, she also had been thinking of her own sons who were killed by Kamsa. And while remembering them, Devaki became overwhelmed with grief. In compassion for her dead sons, Devaki began to appeal to Lord Krishna and Balaram. "My dear Balaram, your very name suggests that you give all pleasure and all strength to everyone. Your unlimited potency is beyond the reach of our minds and words. And my dear Krishna, you are the master of all mystic yogis. I also know that you are the master of the Prajapatis, like Lord Brahma and his assistants. And you are the original personality of Godhead, Narayana. I also know for certain that you have descended to annihilate all kinds of miscreants who have been misled in the course of time. They have lost control of their minds and senses. They have fallen from the quality of goodness and have deliberately neglected the direction of the revealed scriptures by living a life of extravagancy and impudency. You have descended upon this earth in order to minimize the burden of the world by killing such miscreant rulers. My dear Krishna, I know that Mahavishnu, who is lying in the causal ocean of the cosmic manifestation, and who is the source of this whole creation, is simply an expansion of your plenary portion. Creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation are being effected only by your plenary portion. I am therefore taking shelter of you without any reservation. I have heard that when you wanted to reward your teacher, Sandipani Muni, and he asked you to bring back his dead son, you and Balaram immediately brought him from the custody of Yamaraj, although he had been dead for a very long time. By this act, I understand you to be the supreme master of all mystic yogis. I am therefore asking you to fulfill my desire in the same way. In other words, I am asking you to bring back all my sons who were killed by Kamsa. And upon your bringing them back, my heart will be content. And it will be a great pleasure for me to see them just once." Thus ends Chapter 85, Scene 3. Devaki requests Krishna and Balaram to bring back her 6 sons from the dead. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas who appeared before the appearance of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vasudeva's love for Krishna had been disturbed because his awareness of Krishna's opulences conflicted with his seeing Krishna as his son. And in a different way, Devaki's love was somewhat distracted by her lamentation for her dead sons. So Krishna arranged to relieve Devaki of the mistaken idea that anyone else but him was actually her son. Since Devaki is known to be worshipped by all great souls, her show of maternal affection must actually have been an effect of the Lord's yoga maya, who increases the pleasure of Krishna's pastimes. Thus it is described as mohita mayaya Vishnu, bewildered by the internal energy of Lord Vishnu. Srila Sridhar Swami explains, the Lord of Vaikuntha, Narayana, is but one expansion of Sri Krishna. Mahavishnu, the first creator, is Lord Narayana's expansion. The total material energy emanates from the glands of Mahavishnu. And of that total material energy, the three modes of nature are divided portions. Thus, it is Sri Krishna, acting through his expansions, who generates, sustains, and dissolves the universe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.